The war in Iraq has been one of many issues that have divided the United States and Europe. President Bush leaves tomorrow for a three-nation European tour aimed at repairing transatlantic ties. Although policy differences remain, NPR's Michelle Kellerman says the diplomatic atmosphere has improved, and officials on both sides of the Atlantic are trying to capitalize on this.
In his seemingly never-ending quest to improve U.S. relations with Germany, German Ambassador Wolfgang Ischinger tried his hand at public relations this week.
A free ride, a free German ride for the Washingtonians.
He boarded a bus decorated with German and American flags and handed out T-shirts and coffee mugs to D.C. commuters.
Hi, how are you?
How are you?
Have you ever been to Germany?
No, I haven't.
You haven't?
No.
I'm the German ambassador. We're doing a PR campaign here today. We have the whole bus painted with things about Germany and the United States. We're doing this to make sure that people in Washington understand that Germany is a good partner of the United States.
Okay.
President Bush is traveling to Germany next week.
Oh, all right. Can I go?
You should. Yeah.
Okay.
This was Ambassador Ischinger's fresh way of fence mending.
Relationships are not only between governments. As important as the relationship between President Bush, Chancellor Schroeder, President Chirac, and others are, they can only be as good as the relationship between the people are.
But while the Germans are reaching out to Americans on the street, President Bush's tour of Europe will be more scripted. He's planning to give a speech in Brussels and meet young business leaders in Mainz, Germany. In Slovakia, his aides say he'll meet, quote, the champions of freedom. But most of his schedule is set aside for European officialdom, with talks at NATO headquarters and the European Union, as well as the usual private meetings with presidents and prime ministers. The EU's ambassador to Washington, John Bruton, is pleased to see such an emphasis on dealing with his organization.
It shows that he understands that the European Union is a very ambitious project, a project which the United States supported at the outset and which it now continues to support wholeheartedly. And that, I think, is of immense symbolic importance and will help create a relationship of greater and closer trust across the Atlantic.
The tone in transatlantic ties has clearly changed, says Ivo Dalder of the Brookings Institution.
I mean, remember what the first term was about. It was about old versus new Europe. It was about comparing Germany to Cuba and Libya. It was about serving freedom fries on Air Force One. It was, as Condoleezza Rice was reported to have said, about forgiving Russia but ignoring Germany and punishing France. That kind of rhetoric appears to be gone for the moment. That's important.
But his colleague, Philip Gordon, says it's time to get beyond nice rhetoric. He outlined what he calls a new compact for Europe and the U.S., a list of compromises on issues from arms sales to China to Iraq and the International Criminal Court. Gordon sees Iran's nuclear policy as one of the toughest issues in the basket.
Because the fact of the matter is, on Iran right now, our policies are all failing. The European approach, which puts the emphasis on carrots and incentives, is not working, and our emphasis on sticks and sanctions and possible military threats is not working either.
He argues the U.S. would have to get actively involved in European negotiations and offer Iran some incentives for diplomacy to work. But judging from recent comments from administration officials, Europe should not expect much movement on this front. President Bush told German television that Iran is trying to divide the U.S. and Europe.
And so what they're trying to do is kind of wiggle out. They're trying to say, well, we won't do anything because America's not involved. America is involved. We're in close consultation with our friends. We're on the board of the IAEA, and we will continue to work with friends and allies to make it clear.
Still, European diplomats are hoping to convince President Bush on this trip to take on a bigger role in helping them persuade Iran to give up its nuclear ambitions. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.